So we choose the verse for today from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, 13th chapter, text 123. Verse is here. Please repeat. Paya. Actually, Jai Jai Si Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Si Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Si Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Si Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Kam Koroti Vachalam Pangum Langayati Grimyat Kripatam Mahambande Shri Gurum Dina Taranam Paramananda Madhavam Krishna Chaitanya Ishvaram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Paya Manusa Chanma Yena Shune Kora Guna. Paya Manusa Chanma Yena Shune Gora Guna. Yena Chanma Tada Vyata Haila. Yena Chanma Tada Vyata Haila. Payam Rita Duni Pia Vishakata Pani. Payam Rita Duni Pia Vishakata Pani. Janmiya Sekene Nahi Maila. Janmiya sekene nahi maila. Paya manusa chanma yena shune gora guna. Yena chanma tara vyata haila. Paya mrita duni piya vishakata pani. Janmiya sekene nahi maila. Janmiya sekene nahi maila. Paya manusa chanma. Anyone who has gotten the form of a human body. Ye. Who. Na. Does not. Shune. Hear. Gora guna. About the qualities of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He na chanma. Such a bird. Tara. His. Vyarta Haila becomes useless. Paya, getting the opportunity. Amrita Dhuni of the river of nectar. Pie drinks. Vishakarta Pani, water in a poison pit of material happiness. Janmiya, taking birth as a human being. Se, he, kene, why, nahi, did not, Maila. Die. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anyone? That's a concluding verse of this chapter entitled The Advent of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Krishna, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami concludes in this song of about Lord Gauranga's appearance in the house of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi in Mayapur with this philosophical fundamental conclusion. Anyone who attains a human body but does not take to the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is baffled in his opportunity. Amrita Dhuni is a flowing river of the nectar of devotional service. If after getting a human body, one drinks the water in a poison pit of material happiness instead of the water of such a river, it would be better for him not to have lived, but to have died long ago. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. In this connection, Srimad Prabhudananda Sarasvati has composed the following verses in his Chaitanya Chandramrita 37, 36, 34. Achaityam idam, that's a Sanskrit. Achaityam idam vishvam, yadi chaityam ishvaram, navidu sarva shastra kya, hi api pramyanti te chana. This material world is without Krishna consciousness. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna consciousness personified. Therefore, if a very learned scholar or scientist does not understand Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, certainly he is wandering uselessly in this material world. Prasarita Mahaprema Piyusha Rasa Sagare Chaitanya Chandra Prakate Yodino Dina Eva Saha. A person who does not take advantage of the nectar of devotional service, overflowing during the presence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult, is certainly the poorest of the poor. Avatirne Gora Chandre Vistirne Prema Sagare Suprakasita Ratnauge Yodino Dina Eva Saha. The advent of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is just like an expanding ocean of nectar. One who does not collect available jewels within this ocean is certainly the poorest of the poor. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd canto, 3rd chapter, text 19 to 23 states, Svavit varahostra karai samstuta purusha pashu nayat karna patopeto chatu nam katakracha pile patoru krama vikramanye na shrinvata karna pute narasya chivasati taduri kevasuta na chopakayati urugaya kataha Jivan chavo bhagavatam grirenum na chatu matyo pilapeta yastu Sri Vishnu padya panu chastu lasya svasan chavo yastu na veda gandham. A person who has no connection with Krishna consciousness may be a very great personality in so-called human society, but actually he is no better than a great animal. Such big animals are generally praised or glorified by other animals like dogs, hawks, camels and asses. A person who does not lend or shows any interest in his oral reception to hearing about the Supreme Personality of Godhead must be considered to have ear holes, like holes in a field. Although that person has a tongue, it is like the tongue of a frog, which unnecessarily creates a disturbance by croaking, quack, quack, quack. inviting the snake of death. Similarly, a person who neither takes advantage of the dust of the lotus feet of great devotees, nor smells the tulasi leaves offered to the lotus feet of the Lord, must be considered dead, even though he is supposedly working or alive. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14 states, quote by Maharaj Parikshit, Nivritta tasair upagiyamanat bhavaushadachrotramanobiramat ka uttama shloka gunanuvadat puman viracheta vinapashugyat. Who but the animal killer or the killer of the soul will not care to hear the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Such glorification is enjoyed by persons liberated from the contamination of this material world. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam 3.23.56 says, Atirta pada sevai jivanapi mrito hi saha. Although a person is apparently living, if he does not serve the lotus feet of great devotees, is to be considered a dead body. Si Chaitanya Nityananda Acharya Dvaita Chandra Svarupa Rupa Raghunatha Dasa Inna Sabara Sri Charana Shire Randinichadana Shire Vandinichadana Janmalila Gaila Krishna Dasa. Taking on my head as my own property or riches the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Acharya Dvaita Chandra, Swarup Damodar, Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, I, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, have thus described the advent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Again the verse. Paya manusya chanma yena shune gora guna yena chanma thara vyarta haila paya amrita dhuni piya visha gata pani chanmya se kene nahi maila. Anyone who attains a human body but does not take to the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is baffled in his opportunity. Amrita dhuni is a flowing river of the full of nectar of devotional service. If after getting a human body one drinks the water in a poisoned pit of material happiness instead of the water of such a river, it would be better for him not to have lived, but to have died long ago. So, some heavy, strong words of Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And the end of the sweet story of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. Exactly yesterday, 523 years ago. I actually wanted to congratulate you all today, because due to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, the new Bengali year, Gorapta, starts today. Yesterday it started, the first day. Therefore the Vaishnavas always congratulating and wish the best, all good wishes for spiritual progress, and that we can one further year have an opportunity to engage with great surrender, or every year a little more surrender, in the wonderful service of Srila Prabhupada and Guru Parampara of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya coming from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his eternal associates like Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu, Srinivas Thakur, and all the great Vaishnava followers, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, we can see Vaishnava Acharyas are not sentimental. It's not only Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami who makes heavy points. It's also Vrindavan Das Thakur, the original author of the Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's the Vyasadev in Chaitanya Leela, who emphasized the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Sri Gornitai ki, Sri Krishna Balaram ki, Sri Radha Shyama Sundar ki. So, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur concludes or gives us the understanding. There are two very important days in the year of Vaishnava, in the life of Vaishnava in 1 year. There's two very important connected with Chaitanya Leela. One is Nityananda Prabhu's appearance day. It's in the Magh month of January, February, in the Trayodashi, in the waxing moon of the Trayodashi. That's Nityananda Trayodashi. And the other one is Gaura Purnima. That means the appearance day of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Purnima, full moon day in the month of Magh, February, March. Actually, these days, and they are considered the embodiment of pure devotional service, of bhakti. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, it's embodiment of bhakti, because such days like the holy appearance day of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and also the great Vaishnava followers of them, they're by following these days and glorifying the Lord and remembering the Lord in these days is very auspicious, invokes or awakes sentiment in the heart of a devotee and inspires him from within and also from without to engage in devotional service. So by regularly hearing about Krishna Katha, heart become purified. We hear from Bhagavatam, Srinvatam Sva Katha Krishna, Punya, Shravana Kirtana. So in the same way, by hearing about Gaura Katha, heart become purified. Even more fast than hearing Krishna Katha. That's a great mercy. People who are since long time in contact with material nature have difficulty to taste the sweetness of Krishna Katha. It's very difficult. Sometimes they misinterpret, misunderstand Krishna's position, Krishna's leela, stealing milk products from his mother. Dancing with many young girls in the night, like that. Killing on the battlefield, killing many soldiers and generals. So people misunderstand Krishna's position. But if they hear about Lord Gauranga, even the name Gauranga, Kaviraj Goswami says, is so auspicious, so great, full of spiritual power, so greatly spiritual powerful, that even those who have no taste in chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra will immediately become happy. Their heart will overflow with ecstasy. Their heart will melt. Tears will flow out and the hairs will stand. Body will shiver by chanting Gauranga Naam, Gaura Naam. Of course, many of us will think now, yeah, that sounds good, you know, but still, even if I chant Gauranga Naam, really not, still there's no shivering in my body. No eruption is going on. I don't feel hair standing on end on the bodily hairs. Maybe not these hairs, but the bodily hairs, like electricized. Not tears are flowing out. Never happened to me. One thinks, oh, this is maybe just the words. But here Kaviraj Goswami, he points out that shows actually still our disease. We have this, still this bhava roga, this knot of the material existence, of attachment to this material world and to material possessions, material riches. We cannot get let go. We're still attached to it, although we are devotee. And this is our great problem. Because we can only have one rich, one opulence, one dana, one great treasure. We cannot have two treasures, otherwise one time our head is in this treasure, another time in another treasure. So we have to decide and to switch always forth and back between the material treasure and the spiritual treasure. Then we become confused after some time, and even become crazy or bewildered and even give up the process of spiritual life and even have no shelter in material life. So we become hopeless. Therefore that's the point here. Everyone who has not a taste in Gaura Katha and becomes attracted to the qualities of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, if you don't become attracted to their wonderful qualities and glories, then we are the poorest of the poorest. Then we are like dead persons. Although we are moving, although we are active, we work, we do certain things, we breathe, we think, we see, we hear, we feel, we taste, we smell. All our senses are fully active, but actually we are dead. Because we only have taste, developed the taste in the lower nature, after garbage. That is actually not real. Maya. And as long one is attracted to the illusion of Maya, we cannot become attracted to Gaura Lila, not to speak of Krishna Lila. And if we become attracted sentimentally to Krishna Lila, then many times in a wrong way, in a materialistic prakrita way, we feel some emotion. But the test is, if you feel emotion one day or one moment, but as soon you go away from the place where this emotion appeared and you go home and you have your private life, you forget everything and you go on with the chewing the chewed, with your habits, engaging in sense gratification and become overpowered by your material desires and habits. That means the rasa or this bhava or attachment to Krishna is not really manifested. We're actually cheating ourselves we are putting ourselves in this illusion. I'm great devotee. I'm already an advanced devotee. I'm already have some taste. So, a real devotee never thinks I have taste. He never thinks I'm advanced. Because he always considers himself servant of the servant. Of the servant of the servant. Of the servant of the servant. Of Krishna's very dear servants. And eternal associates. With this perfection. So the treasure actually lies in the Goloka Premadana, Hariram Sankirtan. That is actually what Lord Chaitanya brought to this world. And he liked to distribute it. But even to Lord Chaitanya's time, when he wanted to distribute the holy name, he saw people had no interest. They were too much attracted to materialistic activities. Or polluted by Mayavadi conception. And therefore they could not taste and appreciate Lord Chaitanya's great gift of chanting the Premanam, the ecstatic, pure, loving Krishna Nam. He wanted actually to ask for a price for it. He wanted to ask price for it, some money, something to pay, that people are ready to pay. Because if you have a good product, you go on the market with it, if the product is very nice, very good, the people will buy. Right? People buy, they pay the price, because it's a very nice product, it has quality. Lord Chaitanya brought the best product. His own prema. His own love to Krishna. Radha and Krishna. He brought it. But unfortunately people had no interest. They were so unfortunate they could not pay even a little price. They had no greed for it. No interest for it. No desire for it. When Lord Chaitanya considered the poor condition of those people, and actually he thought, I came from Goloka with all these fruits of love of Godhead, and I want to distribute it on the marketplace to get some price for it, some value for it. But I see people are not interested. So what to do? So Lord Chaitanya decided to freely distribute it without even giving consideration who is a qualified person, who is not a qualified person, who wants to have it and who doesn't want to have it. Lord Chaitanya didn't make this consideration. He anyway gave it. And he had a good assistant, Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu, he is considered even more merciful than Lord Chaitanya. Why? Because Lord Chaitanya empowered Nityananda Prabhu with his Shakti to distribute his treasure to everyone, even to the most fallen, to the most degraded, even those who were rejected by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So thanks to Nittai Gaur, Nittai Parama Karuna, Parama Karuna Bahu Duichana Nittai Gaura Chandra, Lochandas Thakur, he says, they're two brothers, Nittai Gaur, they're Parama Karuna, they're greatly munificent, greatly merciful, Karuna. Parama Karuna Bahu Duichana Nitai Gora Chandra. Shapa Shiromani Kevalananda Kanda, because they brought the Kevalananda Kanda, spotless process of pure devotional service. Bache Bache Bai Chaitanya Nitai Sutrita Vishvasakori. Therefore, my dear brother, please worship these two very merciful brothers, Gora Nitai. Vishaya Chatiya Seyarasa Majya Mukhe Bolo Hari Hari. The only prize, my only humble request to you, Lord Chandas Thakur, prize is give up your Vishaya, your bad habits, your attachments, and just chant Hari Hari or Gora Hari. That was Lord Chaitanya's arrangement. Therefore, when Lord Chaitanya appeared for Gauranga, the golden moon, he's like a golden moon appearing from the womb of Mother Sachi. Very effulgent, very brilliant, spotless moon. Therefore, before the spotless moon appearance, and he appeared from the ocean of the womb of Sachi Devi, Sachi Mata, our moon, who has spots. Well, he has some spots on the moon. He's very brilliant, very beautiful. But still there's some marks, some black spots. He felt very ashamed. So he wanted to cover himself. He became so shy before the golden moon of Gora Hari. So that he covered himself by Rahu. That actually means the Rahu. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur and Chaitanya Bhagavat purport, he says Rahu is the shadow of the earth. And the shadow of the earth is the earth and the moon is 180 degrees in opposition. The earth shades a shadow on the moon and covers it completely sometimes. This shadow is called Rahu. Rahu is considered, this time is considered inauspicious. Therefore, all the Hindus in that time, they go and taking bath in the Ganga or holy river, chanting Hari Hari, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Lord Chaitanya, that this is first arrangement, how to bring, encourage the people or bring the people to chant Hare Nam. Even Muslims, even those who are not Hindus, who are not followers of the Vedic tradition, they chanted Hari Hari. But in a mocking way, stealing. Hari means also stealing, taking somebody's riches or goods. But they also chanted Hari Hari. Everyone chanted, not only the Brahmanas, everyone in the society took bath in the Ganga and chanted loudly, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Second thing is, when Lord Chaitanya appeared, one day, he was already a little grown up, or especially like young baby, always cries, crying, crying, crying. Mother doesn't know how to pacify him, right? So, one tries to shake, like that, tattling him and putting him something in the mouth and, I don't know, so many things one can do. Give him a play toy, something that he likes to play with. But Lord Gora Hari, Lord Chaitanya, was not interested in all these playthings and this material fondling and caring. He had only one interest, Harinam, the holy name, chanting holy name. Therefore, when the ladies in the neighborhood could not see any means to pacify the child, they chanted Hari Hari. And as soon Lord Chaitanya heard the holy name Hari, immediately he smiled. a big smile. He became happy and he stopped to cry. And all the ladies became very happy, very joyful. And they gave him the name Gaura Hari. Gaura Hari. The golden Hari. Hari is blackish. He's the supreme personality of Godhead. Hari. Lord Narayana Vishnu. He's Hari. But the Gaura Hari, the golden Lord, is appeared in this world as Janavatar. Nobody could recognize him. The only thing what actually Lord Chaitanya that everyone attracted to this golden child was his beauty. Was his wonderful, all attractive beauty. Nilambar Chakravarti. Nilambar Chakravarti, when the child took birth, he made an astrological chart. And he became amazed. You know, seeing this chart. He told, I have never seen such a chart. Such a chart is only possible for a very great Mahapurusha, great personality, who is practically like God, very powerful. And that he will attract everyone and will control everyone by his beauty, by his wonderful qualities. A Mahapurusha has 32 qualities. He's very large, has very broad shoulders. He's lion-like, like he has a neck like a singha. He has a voice like a singha, like a lion. He has beautiful lotus eyes, elongated eyes. He has long blackish hair, not straight, curly. He has a deep navel. He has beautiful lotus feet with marks on it and also on the hand, like a chakra, lotus, elephant, stick or drive. Actually, Lord Chaitanya had 32 marks on his on his feet. Lord Krishna has 19. Radharani also has 19. But because Lord Chaitanya is Radha and Krishna together, he has all the marks what Krishna doesn't have, what are on Radharani's foot, all on his 2 feet, lotus feet. 32. So that shows, even if there's one mark like a lotus chakra, like that, or a barley corn, a triangle, for example, or a sixth star with the 4 pitches on the side, like that, a half moon, an up carving line to his toe, a flower. A temple, that means an altar. All these and more, were on the feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is visible, and also on his hands. A great personality, divine personality, has a reddish places and different parts of his body. His eyes, his lips, his hands, his feet, his navel. Therefore they consider or exemplified like lotus. Like a lotus flower. Like when Queen Kunti offered prayers to the Lord, Nama Pankaja Nabhaya, nama pankaja malini nama pankaja netraya namaste pankaja angraye. So she offered to the prayer, exemplified the Lord with lotus, his feet, his navel, his eyes, his smile, his garland, lotus garland. So these are all symptoms of great personality, like Lord Krishna, Purusha, Mahapurusha. So Lord Chaitanya had all these wonderful symptoms and gunas, qualities. And then Nilamba Chakravarti, he was the father of Sachidevi. So all these beautiful symptoms and qualities of the boy in the chart, and also in appearance already, in appearance of the child, he became amazed. He became so much happy. And he narrated this to Jagannath Mishra and to Sachidevi, and they became very, very joyful, very, very happy to see the wonderful qualities of the child. Because in the beginning it was not looking like that the child would come out in a healthy way, because the Lord decided to stay in the womb for 13 months. Normally if a child stays in the womb for 13 months, he doesn't come out alive. Too long, huh? But Lord Chaitanya came out, you know, like a golden moon from the womb of Mother Sachi. And the parents became exceedingly happy by seeing this wonderful boy. They had already a wonderful boy, elder brother of Lord Chaitanya, Vishwarup, who is actually Balaram in Krishna Leela, and Lord Chaitanya is Radham Krishna. Actually, Vishwarup is an expansion of Balaram, Sankarshan. So they had two wonderful boys. 8 daughters they lost. They had miscarriages, the Mother Sachi. But then the ninth boy, Vishwarup, was the great proud and pleasure of the house, of the family. But then a tenth child came, Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu came himself. So, Nilamba Chakravarti, and he saw all these wonderful qualities in the child, he gave him a name. Therefore the first name of Mahaprabhu is Vishvambara. Vishvambara. That means he who is maintaining and nourishing the whole Vishwa, the whole universe, and everyone's spiritual life, everyone's bhakti, he is Vishvambar. That's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. First name. Second name is Gaura Hari by the neighbor's ladies who wanted to stop the child by chanting Hari Hari. They found out the child stops to cry when I chant Hare Krishna mantra or Hari Hari. And therefore his name became Gaura Hari. And the third name, Nimai. Nimai was given to him by Sita. Advaita Acharya had 2 wives, one is Sri, other one is Sita, Thakurani. Both were Thakuranis. Thakurani means goddesses, saintly ladies. So one day, Sita Thakurani, when she heard about this appearance of the child in Navadvip, wonderful child, who is golden-like, like molten gold, and wonderful qualities, she immediately came from Shantipur on a palanquin. They carried her to bring her to Mayapur, to the yoga pit, of the appearance place of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And she was very happy to see the child, offered him many auspicious ingredients like paddy, fresh rice, turmeric paste on the forehead, she puts. She offered him kusha grass, So arkya means some offering, auspicious articles. And she brought him so many different gifts to the newborn child. And because when she saw that the newborn child was born underneath the neem tree, she gave him name Nimai. Nimai. Was pet name. Nimai. Because Nimai means neem tree is keeping away inauspicious elements, ghosts and hobgoblins and evil spirits, bad dreams, negative thoughts. Neem trees. Neem is, chasing that away. Therefore, in every Hindu's house, in every house in the neighborhood should be some neem tree. That is considered very auspicious. That means that place is not occupied by ghosts and evil spirits. So Nimai became his third name, Lord Nimai. And he also got the title Pandit because he became very learned in the Sanskrit grammar. Navadvip was the main capital for the scholars, for those who wanted to study Vedic literatures and Sanskrit. So Nimai Pandit became a great learned scholar. And so the parents were very happy to see Gaurahari, golden Lord Gauranga. Jagarat Mishra distributed many gifts, although he was poor. He was very poor. He had not much income because he was a poor Brahmana. He just recently moved to Mayapur from Sylhet, from Bangladesh. He had not much income and much opulences. But whatever opulences or whatever little he got or he has, he gave in charity to the Brahmanas and to the visitors. And he distributed the feast for all of them. In Bengal, feast means cheap rice. Rice with yogurt. Everyone will be satisfied. If a Bengali doesn't get cheap rice or any kind of rice and yogurt, even if you serve him a great feast, but if that is missing, he considered, I'm fasted, I have to go home now to eat my rice and yogurt. I had personal experience of that. They can eat so much rice and yogurt. That's big feast. And in Bengal, this is great tradition. So Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Chaitanya, all they distributed this rice prasadam with yogurt. They had no chapati only on this side here in Vrindavan. Therefore when Bengalis came here, to Vrindavan, they could not digest, the chapatis properly and this roti. So therefore one of Lord Chaitanya's associates, he came here to Vrindavan, and his service was to distribute rice, prepare rice for the Bengali Vaishnavas. So that was his seva, that was his service. So the Bengali Vaishnavas were very happy. This is feast. So a feast is distributed. When a child takes birth, there's a festival, and so many people came. So many people came to this festival. Even the demigods and the Gandharvas, they came in either in invisible form or in visible form. They came as human beings, and they brought all many gifts, to the child. And everyone was happy to see the child, and they were chanting the holy name and congratulated to the parents and exchanged the gifts. And so it was a very nice, auspicious, happy event. So Lord Chaitanya appears. That's actually the real. Then one speaks about the person. As long the person didn't appear, we don't know the person, his activities. But when he appears, and later on, although Lord Chaitanya, he was a hidden avatar. He forbade his associates who knew about his glories to speak about it, to reveal it. Only later on, after Lord Chaitanya's disappearance, this glory was written down in form of many biographies of Lord Chaitanya, like Chaitanya Bhagava, Chaitanya Chaitamrita, Chaitanya Mangala, Chaitanya Chandradaya Nataka, Chaitanya Chandramrita Mahakavya from Murari Gupta, Chaitanya Chandramrita by Prabhupada Sarasvati. So many wonderful accounts and description of Lord Chaitanya's activities. So by regularly hearing about these books, and this katha, Gora katha, one will gradually become happy. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada gave us Chaitanya Charitamrita. Amongst all the Gaudiya literatures, Chaitanya Charitamrita is considered the most authoritative, the most authentic description of the philosophy and pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by regularly reading and speaking and glorifying Lord Chaitanya by reciting Chaitanya Charitamrita, although we have no taste maybe in the beginning, taste will come, happiness will come. It's like a medicine. It's like a medicine. It will gradually work. We only have to patiently go on. And as soon we get some taste and feel some emotion or some happiness in the heart or in our body and our soul, in hearing about this topic, then we know that's the symptom of improvement of our disease. And gradually, naturally, one will become detached from our allurements, from our bad habits, from our attachments, vishayas. We can naturally give it up without great, selfish renunciation or tapasya, without artificial endeavor. It will become very natural because the taste is there. And if you get the parantrishta, nivartate, the higher taste, you naturally can give up the lower taste. And then, if this higher taste becomes prominent, even if the lower taste sometimes stays and comes, you will not even see it anymore, because you always stay on this platform of relishing Gora Katha and Krishna Katha. Therefore, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, always go on with this hearing and chanting about Krishna and also Chaitanya's Leela, and be happy and serve this great book and this in the spirit of the great Acharyas, because that's the way how we can please Krishna and Lord Chaitanya, by entering in this mood and serving in this mood. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol. Any question? Okay. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance day ki. Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo.